From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Happy Thanksgiving. Celebration in New York, of course. More than 3.5 million people were on hand to watch Macy's 89th annual Thanksgiving Day parade. More police officers were assigned to the event this year than ever before as well. More than 2,500 officers were stationed along the route as part of increased security following the terrorist attacks in Paris earlier this month. But New York Police Commissioner William Bratton says he was confident enough about security precautions to bring his own grandchildren to watch Snoopy and Paddington Bear float down the streets of Manhattan. Well, after the parade, New Yorkers and Americans all over the country turned their attention to food and a Thanksgiving meal that costs less than it did 30 years ago. That's after taking inflation into account. Marilyn Giwax is a senior business editor for NPR, and she's been tracking holiday food prices. Marilyn, welcome back and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay, so let's talk turkey. Hopefully most people have already got theirs in the oven. Earlier this year, there was all that news about avian flu that killed millions of turkeys. How much of an effect did that have on prices?
Yeah, we heard a lot about that, but it was bad. It killed about 8 million turkeys. But the disease mostly hit at the heaviest turkeys. Those are the ones they use for sausages and deli meats, things like that. The ones that we're eating today, maybe a 12 to a 16 pounder, they weren't hurt as much by that flu. So the USDA did a survey in mid-November, and they found that wholesale prices, that's what the grocers pay, it was up a bit. It was $1.35 a pound for a frozen tom turkey, and that was $1.17 a year ago. So yes, they were paying more. But here's the important part for all of us consumers. Actually, retail prices have literally fallen. USDA says that they're down because there's such intense competition among all of those grocers out there. And I called Walmart, and they said, for example, their typical 16-pound premium frozen butterball turkey was selling this year at a national average of $17.44. That was actually 64 cents less than they were selling it for last year. And there are even some non-premium turkeys out there that were selling for like 58 cents a pound. So there have been some incredible bargains.
Wow. Okay. So good news on the turkey front. But what about all the other parts of a typical Thanksgiving table?
Yeah,
cranberries,
maybe?
Yeah,
there's more to it than that. Yeah. So I called the American Farm Bureau Federation to see what they found out about prices. And they've been doing a survey every year for 30 years. And they found that this year some things were up a little bit, mostly around bread, stuffing, rolls, pie shells. But other things were down. Milk was cheaper, whipping cream, cranberry, celery. So for a family of 10, for a very traditional meal, I'm talking about just turkey, potatoes, pumpkin pie, the cost this year came to about $50, and that was just a tiny bit more than last year. And so I went back and I looked at, like, what were we paying back in the mid-1980s? They've been doing this survey for 30 years. In 1986, that same meal using those same ingredients would have been $28.74. But I went to the Labor Department's inflation calculator, stuck that in, and that turns out to be $62 in today's prices. So in other words, that same traditional meal, $50-ish this year, it would have been $62 30 years ago.
Wow. Okay, so this is like one piece of really good news, because it feels like food may be the only thing that's gotten cheaper over time. Why is that?
It's really that fierce competition. You know, Walmart opened its first superstore where they sold groceries in 1988. Walmart comes in, starts driving down prices, pushing the producers, and groceries started getting cheaper. And now we've got online competition. Everybody's battling for your business, you know, the Peapods out there and all that. And there's also been a kind of a technology revolution in farming. In the 1980s, we still had more family farms. Now everything is big, industrial, high tech, and it's just driven down food prices.
Food prices down, but of course the debate over the health of all that industrial food, different story entirely. So let's talk about, though, I mean, we have seen the spate of bad weather this year, that ongoing terrible drought in California, heavy rain in the Midwest, et cetera. How much did that affect food prices?
Well, here's the blessing of living in the United States. This is a big country, like really big. So even when it's kind of bad in one area, it's good in another. So, for example, this year we had some shall we say, ill-timed rains in Illinois and Indiana, and that hurt pumpkins. And we heard stories about the pumpkin problems there. But actually, there was great weather in Iowa and Minnesota. So crops were flourishing in other places. Overall, this ended up being a record harvest year for soybeans. The corn crop was huge. We really are so fortunate to have this big space to grow food in.
Well, I'm going to channel my inner Allison Aubrey for a second and ask you about the fact that given the fact that there's cheaper food this year, is there a downside to it? Are we going to eat more if it costs us less?
Well, you know, when I talked to that Walmart guy, he said one of the biggest food trends is adding yet more food to our table. You know, I said that traditional Thanksgiving dinner was turkey and potatoes and that kind of thing. But these days, more and more families are also adding a ham. So you have a turkey and a ham. And back in the 1980s, we tended to eat celery and carrots for our appetizers. This year, it's smoked salmon, shrimp cocktail. We're just adding a lot more protein to our meals. So we probably are adding more to our thighs as well. And then there's the pie issue. You know, when I was a kid, it was pumpkin pie. Now there's pecan pies. And this year, the big trend was sweet potato pies as well. I'm just hoping for Christmas we all get some of those Fitbit type things where we can measure how many steps we take so that we can walk some of this off.
Great idea. And actually, why not start today after that big Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah,
nothing
right,
like a great
right.
walk outside. Well, NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax. Marilyn, thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're welcome. And happy Thanksgiving to you too.